With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota's economy has seen a slowdown in growth for last month. That's according to the monthly Mid-American Economic Survey released by Creighton University. Creighton economics professor Ernie Goss says the diminished growth is thought to be caused by low confidence in the agricultural economy after Chinese tariffs were increased. He says, however, a revision of the North American Free Trade Agreement has helped conditions improve. Goss says if Chinese tariffs are not removed in the next few months, conditions could continue to decline for the agricultural economy. He says inflation rates are up and are expected to continue to climb in the next few weeks.
We're likely to see a rising interest rate. We've seen in our surveys rising inflationary pressures, and of course the Federal Reserve raised rates last week. So what we're looking at is higher interest rates in short term and long term. Mortgage rates likely to rise, for example, as well as we see an increase in inflation. Of course, tariffs add to that. But despite these higher interest rates, despite the tariffs, we're still looking, I'm still expecting healthy growth, probably not quite as strong a growth for the fourth quarter as we're going to see for the third quarter.
Goss says there is mounting support to remove tariffs. He says based on September's results, many people are reporting those tariffs are now having a negative impact on their businesses. Residents in the Beresford School District in southeastern South Dakota voted down an $11 million school bond Tuesday. Only 35% voted for the bond, and it needed 60% to pass. District officials wanted funding for a performing arts center, a new student commons and lobby, an auxiliary gymnasium, and a community access fitness center. Brian Field is the Beresford superintendent. He says the district lacks space for many activities like band and vocal music concerts, as well as plays and musicals. He says he hopes the bond can be reorganized to be less costly. Field says the school board is set to meet next week to examine the results and plan further. More news, listen.sdpb.org. Freeze warning or frost advisory for most of the state except for the extreme southeast and the southwest quarter of the state.